We talk a lot about the gospel and how you're saved by it. Let's talk about the evidence that you have the gospel. How do you know you're a child of God walking in His Word and His ways? Well, you've tested everything to the Scriptures, and you find that which is good, pure, and true, worthy, noble, holy, righteous, and just. And if you're living that life in the Scriptures, from the Scriptures, by the Scriptures, it's fruit. John 15, it's fruit that you're born of God. Everyone who does righteousness is born of God, the Bible says. So if you live in a righteous manner and you're seeking the kingdom and you're coming out of every false way and you've left the world and the false church systems, that's evidence you're born of God. You have the image of God on you because you're following Christ, the Son in whom He was well pleased. But if you're following the culture, sports, politics, entertainment, you're following church systems, you're not following God at all. You're following Satan's kingdom. Let's talk about this, Cold Camp. Satan's kingdom. There's two kingdoms. There's the kingdom of God, and there's the kingdom of Christ. Excuse me, of Satan. Kingdom of God and kingdom of Satan. There's only two. The book of Revelation tells us that Jesus is coming back to take back all the kingdoms of the world for the Father one day. Right now, Satan is ruling on this earth, and these cultural ways are his kingdom. 2 Corinthians 4:4. So you have the kingdom of God in Christ, and then you have the kingdom of Satan. How do we know that Satan is the literal? I had a man say to me, oh, how do you know Satan's the literal god of this world? The Bible just says as a figure of speech. He took Jesus up to the Temple Mount and said, worship me and I'll give you all the kingdoms of the world. If he didn't own them and control them, how could Satan give them all away? Oh, he does control them. Look at the fruit. Look at America. 250 years of false religion. Catholic, Lutheran, Baptist, Mormon, Jehovah's Witness, Evangelical, Anabaptist, all false. And look at the fruit of America. Feminized, sodomized, paganized, materialized, and living in heresy, unbelief, and corruption, sin, and worldliness. This is the fruit of your church systems. But the fruit of God's people is in all goodness, truth, righteousness, holiness. It's part of the gospel we were just preaching in the streets here. They're having a craft fair right down the street. My brother's down there preaching right now. A Lutheran Christbaum Fest. You can't find it in the Bible. Christ did not die so you could make up false holidays and practice them. Christ didn't die so you could walk in your sin and worldliness. Christ didn't die so you could live in your sin and say, I'm just a big sinner. I sin all the time. I'm going to keep sinning. Christ died to make men holy. You're not holy following the Green Bay Packers. You're not holy following the Kansas City Chiefs. You're not holy following false man-made religion. It's loving to call you out of these things. It's loving to tell the truth in the streets. And very few, we find, want the truth of God. Very few. They don't want the truth of God. They want flesh, false tradition, sin, and worldliness. Satan feeds you what he knows you love. Ponder that, neighbor. What kingdom are you living for? If you're living for Christ's kingdom, you'll be hated by the world. That's what Jesus said in Matthew 10. But if you're of the world loves you. That's because you're a child of Satan. You're walking in his ways. You're keeping his commandments, Satan's commandments. Yeah, Satan has commandments. He teaches you how to sin. He teaches you to twist God's word. not so much commandments. Satan has false ways that he infuses into the culture and man-made religion. There is no popes. There is no modern pastors in the Bible. There is no pagan holidays in the Bible, Christmas and Easter. There is no worldliness in God's people. See how Satan convinces you. You can be like the world and be of Jesus. Those are his false ways. You could practice pagan holidays and be of Christ. Those are his false ways. You can pray to Mary and still have salvation in Jesus. No other name under heaven by which men can be saved. Acts 4:12. These are Satan's lies and heresy. Do you see clear enough to see Christ and his word and his truth and his ways? Or are you blinded by your flesh and the culture that's going to damn your soul? The Bible, we talked about holiness as part of the fruit of knowing God. God is holy. God is righteous and just. But if you don't have that holiness in your life, you don't get it by church attendance, you don't get it by reading your Bible, you get it by coming out of the world, stripping down your life and losing every false way. And seeking him in spirit and truth. See, the Bible is our guide. The Bible is our word. The Bible is our path. Jesus said in Matthew 4:4, we live by every word out of the mouth of God. So the question to our Missouri neighbors as we're in your state street preaching, as we move through the state and we move south and we preach all over America, are you living for the Lord, this holy Savior, by your conduct, your ways? Or are you living to fit into the world? We got all kinds of things here that have you fit into the world. You got hair shops, you got Christmas pagan parties down there, you got all kinds of sports paraphernalia. None of this is of God. You're going to be judged and sent away on judgment day because you're of the world, and you're going to lose your soul. We don't want you to lose your soul, neighbor. You got to come out of things like the NFL. You got to come out of things like sports and politics. You got to come out of every false way. Unless you do that, you have no hope. We want you to have hope and truth and life. But if you don't, you don't have any hope. It's loving to call you out. It's loving to point the way. The world is awash in sin and iniquity. What is sin? What is iniquity? It's the transgression of God's law. We don't want the transgression of God's law to sweep you away. What we want is you to walk in holiness and righteousness. What we want is for you to become a child of God. Because see, 2 Peter 3:9 says God wants none to perish. So God does not want any to perish. Here's the problem. Most everyone is going to perish in their sin. Why? Because they love sin and iniquity. They love unrighteousness. They love lies and error. They're not interested in holiness and righteousness that Christ alone can bring. And then our following him is a sanctification process where we can be made holy and righteous. Jesus, the only way. But as you're living this broad road, you have no hope of eternal life to come. If you're walking on a broad road to destruction, you have no hope to come. Test yourself. Open the Holy Scriptures. Read that which is true. Paul says in 2 Timothy 2:15, to study to show yourself approved. How do you do that? How do you know that? By the Spirit, John 16, that gives us and leads us to all truth, we can know the path to eternal life. But the path to eternal life is not following your way. See, you didn't create anything. You are going to be dust and powder in a few years. Your life is but a vapor. Here today, gone tomorrow. We don't want you to be swept away by the lies of the culture. We want you to walk in righteousness. We want you to hunger. See, here's the thing. Jesus said, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness. Can you fake that? No. That's in the book of Matthew, the Sermon on the Mount. Can you fake hungering and thirsting for righteousness? No. Guess what? The Holy Spirit, when your heart and mind is transformed, that changes everything. And He changes your desires. I had a brother just say to me recently that it's amazing when you let go of everything, God removes all those things that you desire in your heart, soul, mind, from your past, your wicked ways, your worldliness, and God replaces it with so much better. Isn't that awesome? See, God created you for His glory. But here's the problem. People are not walking in the glory that God would have them do unto Him. Why? Because in order to glorify God on this earth and in this world, guess what you have to do? You have to come out of the world. Yeah, you can't glorify God living in your flesh and like the world. You got to come out and repent. You can't glorify God dressing yourself up in pride and vanity that God says is an abomination. Proverbs 6. You can't glorify God living in false man-made religion, which is Roman Catholic, evangelical, all the rest of them. You can't find it. You can't find a way to glorify God as you keep sinning false ways. Because see, God is a God of truth and holiness and righteousness. He's not a God of lies and error and heresy and sin. So it's important that you test yourself. If you don't care about your eternal fate, and you don't care that you're going to go to hell for eternity and weeping and gnashing of teeth, well, live a good life here, because that's all you have. But if you care about the truth of God, if you care what Jesus did on the stake, the cross, He shed His blood for us, for whosoever would come after Him. Whosoever. That means anyone can come and follow Christ. But you're going to have to lose your life. See, it's a narrow path to follow Him. It's not a broad way. It's a narrow path to eternal life. Broad is the road to destruction. Many there be that go that way. In Matthew 7, Jesus says, few will find eternal life. That word few means a puny number. We talk about this all the time. It doesn't mean a lot. It means puny. And we talk about this from time to time. Now might be a good time in the streets, Cole Camp. Only 8 got on the ark, maybe out of millions on earth. Only 8 were saved. Only 3 came out of Sodom and Gomorrah out of tens of thousands. Only 3. Only 2 out of 600,000 came out of Israel, out of the desert, to go into the Holy Land. Only 2 men of fighting age came out. Only 2 out of 600,000. Look at the few number of disciples Jesus had. But yet there's a billion Catholics. There's millions of evangelicals. There's millions of other false religions. But Jesus said few. No, His word is true. Few there's going to be. You got to repent and come out of the world. And the only way you're going to be one of the few. You know, it's interesting. I got to tell a story here. When I was 17, I wanted to join the Marines. I was a pagan young man. I wanted to join the Marines. It was right about the time there was trouble in the Middle East, and I wanted to go join. My dad wouldn't sign for me. I had to be 18. He wouldn't sign for me. So I had to wait 6 months. But you know what? I went and talked to the Marine Corps, and I remember their sign. You know what it said? Be one of the few and one of the proud. Right? That's what their sign said. And as a pagan young man, I thought, I want to be one of those few. I want to go fight for my country. I was so lost. But guess what? You know how you had to become one of the few in the Marines? Lose your life. Sign on the line. They cut your hair. They change your clothes. They change your schedule. They change everywhere you go, do what you do, when you do it, who you talk to, who you salute, what you're supposed to be carrying, how you fold your bed. To be one of the few, the Marines, you got to lose your life. Now, what do you think you got to be a child of the Most High God? Jesus told us, to be one of the few, you must lose this life. No man can have two masters. You'll love one, you will hate the other. That's what Jesus, our master, tells us. So I think that's interesting. People will say, oh, you know, you become a policeman, you change your outfit and your life. Fireman, change your outfit and your life. A nurse, change your outfit and your life. While you're on the job, you meticulously follow all kinds of details. But yet, when it comes to Christ, they just stick him on like a bumper sticker or a hat or a t-shirt, and they don't follow and obey any of his word. And let's talk about the Lutheran faith right down the street. My brother's preaching at the pagan Christ Balm Fest down there. I was there, him and I are trading. You know what they did to the peaceful street preacher standing on the sidewalk? They called the police on me. Yep. And I gave the police the gospel. And I told them I'm preaching and I just preached on because I was peaceful. I'm on the sidewalk. They called the police on me. Now, you would think the world would do that. Actually, the religious people call the police on us 10 times more than the worldly people do. That's a fact. And so it shows you the fruit of the American church system is wickedness and corruption, sin and lies and man-made traditions. And if you want to be one of the few, puny few of Jesus Christ, you got to repent and come out of the world and of all the false church systems and every false way and be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You know, the few saints I know that are following Jesus, let me just tell you, I won't even tell you about my testimony or my wife. The few, I know a few. We get to preach with them. We get together with them online. A few are from all over the world. Some are from Canada. Some are from America, South Africa, Australia. Let me just tell you about the saints that I know that are one of the few. They left the church system seeing how false they are, every single one of them. Nobody knows of one religious building that's biblical. They left the world. They all, including me, were probably into worldly things at one time, but they left them. I'm thinking my brother in South Africa used to be a soccer guy. Played it, loved it, really competitive. He had to lose all of that. It's not of God's kingdom. We just talked about two kingdoms, kingdom of God, kingdom of Satan. You can't walk in the kingdom of Satan. You got to walk in the kingdom of God. So all my brothers and sisters have lost their lives. They've come out of the world. They've come out of church systems. Ready? They change how they live, act, talk, and dress. Yeah, the Bible tells us how to dress our temples. Men in long untucked shirts, a tunic, women in long dresses, unadorned. Women covering their head. Men's heads are uncovered. These are not hard things to find in God's word. We have teachings all about it at don'tperish.com. These are not hard to find, but see, people don't want them. Why? Because it calls you out of the world. It will make you be hated before the world like we are. And why are we hated? We just show up and preach the truth. We're hated because of Christ's name's sake. But he said in Matthew, rejoice. Rejoice because you're hated for his name's sake. That's what Jesus said we should do. Rejoice if you are persecuted for his name's sake. And so, coming out of the world, coming out of the false church systems, Baptist, Lutheran, Catholic, Evangelical, Mormon, Jehovah's Witness, they're all false religious systems, folks. They're not the path to eternal life.
I don't appreciate.
They're not the path to eternal life. I don't listen to feminist women, sorry. I preach the gospel. I don't, ma'am. I love you, but you need to repent. You need to repent. A lot of the feminist women down here today telling me how to preach, and they're very wicked and very feminist, and so I like to call them out so that they have a chance of the saving of their souls. Eve was the first feminist woman, and Paul even says she got her husband to sin. So we need to remind people, feminism is one of the terrible, terrible things of this generation, and it basically is women acting out in any way that is not ordained by God. Taking authority over men, rebuking men, uncovering their heads, dressing lasciviously, being of the world, that's all feminism. And then men that allow it, don't call it out or promote it, they're feminized. Of course, we have a lot of men feminized in America. A lot of men are now wearing makeup and jewelry and dressing like women, transgenderism. And then even the men that aren't that, they're just cowards. Revelation 21:8 says, no coward, no timid, fearful coward will inherit the kingdom of God. And so We like to warn our neighbors about the sins that so easily beset them. Feminization is one of those. Pagan holidays is another one. You're following Christmas and Easter. They're pagan holidays that God never ordained. Good Friday, Jesus didn't die on Friday. He died on Wednesday. You're living a pattern in a life of worldliness that will not save you. So all of my brothers and sisters, come out of the world, come out of man-made religion, come out of their pride and their vanity. Did you know in Proverbs 6, God says it's an abomination to have a proud look? We see people all over in this little town dressed up in proud looks. Earrings, makeup, hairdos, standing out in front of a big hair salon. Lady was mocking me, telling me I had to leave. No, I don't. I'm on a public sidewalk. All these false ways that people do. My brothers and sisters and my house had to come out of every one of them. Why? For the glory of God. For the truth of God. To prove that we're part of Him because we want to do it. Guess what? We don't just do it to prove. It is proof. We do it because we love our neighbor. And most of all, because we love God. And if you love God, you will keep His commandments. That's what Jesus said. You are my friend if you keep my commandments. America does not keep the commandments of God. That's what we're preaching in the streets here. Loving our neighbor, loving God, lifting up the biblical gospel. The shed blood of Jesus, His resurrection, repentance to Him. Come out of every false way. Be born from above. Your heart's transformed. Now you walk in holiness and obedience. And you endure to the end, denying yourself. Have you denied yourself today for the cause of Christ? Or are you just following Satan's kingdom?